A justice advocate and former National Party MP says the country's drug laws have been out of date for decades. He is a signatory to an open letter from a high-powered group of dozens of individuals and organisations calling for drugs to be treated as a health issue. But the Justice Minister, Andrew Little, has poured cold water on the calls to overhaul the drug laws. He says the government is constrained by the results of last year's referendum on cannabis legalisation, despite it failing by just a slim margin. Tess DeBorrows is the former head of the government's Justice and Advisory Group and joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Corin.
Do you buy Andrew Little's argument that the referendum put this issue to bed for the 3 years and that's it?
Well, I don't buy the argument that that the referendum means you can do nothing or you should do nothing. I can certainly understand the tension between, express a voter preference and where the evidence is, and also that it would be pretty unusual for a government to turn around months after a referendum result and do it anyway. I certainly get that. But the fact is that there are a number of other things that the government could do, and it started doing some of it. Well, for instance, the previous change to the Misuse of Drugs Act, which talks about a public interest and gives the police a lot more tolerance in deciding whether or not to bring charges in relation to cannabis, is something that's been in for some time, but we could move a lot further down that track.
And are you effectively calling for decriminalisation?
I think we certainly need to end up there. That's where all the evidence points, and those of us who work with people who are taking drugs and addicted to drugs on a frequent, if not daily, basis would all see it exactly the same way. In the referendum, we were outgunned by a tide of ignorance from the public, who didn't have all the information but cast a vote anyway, and that's what democracy is all about. But also, the tactics in democracy is to educate and to go further. So I agree with Andrew Little's point that there needs to be far more discussion, but it doesn't mean the government can't do anything, and they've certainly got a mandate to do what they know in their heart.
Well, I think I also saw him quoted as somewhere saying is that this letter was a year too late. And I mean, if we look at the medical association's U-turn, which they did on cannabis reform, going from a no to a no position, and the confusion that that created, they are one of the signatories of this letter. Has he got a point?
Well, there's always the point that when you've got a large number of signatories that not everyone's going to move exactly at the same time. Government's a perfect example of that with its siloed approach to all issues, especially in relation to drugs, health, crime, social injustice and all of those sorts of things and the impact on it. So he may well say, I wish I'd had it 12 months before the referendum or 12 months previously, and I can certainly understand that. Certainly myself, there was a very coordinated response, actually. Whether or not they gained the public traction or profile is difficult to say, because people only listen to what they want to hear and confirm their own views.
Chester Boris, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. Former head of the government's Justice Advisory Group, and, of course, former National MP.